Good morning, all. Today is Thursday, 26th of January, and today is the Republic Day of India. And right now it's hazy at 21 degrees Celsius, and the weather forecast for today is partly cloudy in the morning, then clear, and with the temperature range from low 23 to high 27 degrees Celsius, and with winds from northeast at 15 to 25 kilometers per hour. The forecast for later on in the evening is clear and partly cloudy, with winds from northeast again and at 10 to 20 kilometers per hour. Moon will be waxing crescent shape with 9% of illumination. 26th of January 1950 is one of the most important days in Indian history, because on this day the Constitution of India came into the force, replacing the Government of India Act in 1935, resulting in India becoming a truly sovereign state. On this day, India became a republic. The country finally realized Mahatma Gandhi's dream and the efforts of numerous freedom fighters who had fought for and sacrificed their lives for their country's independence. So the 26th of January was decreed a national holiday and has been recognized and celebrated as the Republic Day of India ever since. This morning, Upasana and Bildaur inaugurated a volunteer housing project named Rohini and Yuva. One of our Auroville radio volunteers, Kimbo, attended Bhumi Puja on site at Swayam near Luminosity and talked with Uma directly.
Okay, good morning, Uma. How are you? Welcome to the program.
I'm very good, thank you. I'm here at the site of Rohini, which is a youth housing project we are initiating today. And purpose is to allow youth to be able to build their little home in Auroville while working in Auroville.
Oh, fantastic.
So the project is designed that they can, if there is a possibilities to, they can self-finance their housing in Auroville. And it's a very original concept of its kind. I feel very proud, and today is a puja for that. And let's see that all goes well. And there will be first six houses which will be built in this project.
On this particular site, yeah, here, where we are standing today.
Yeah. Yeah.
And when will that commence? The building for those six?
1 year we should have something ready to show. So by end of the year, maybe I meet you again and show you how it looks.
I hope I get to meet you beforehand so we can see the progress.
Yes, yes.
Are there any particular details regarding the construction that is unusual or?
No, it is similar to, we have a VDK running in Auroville. It's each youth will have their own study and balcony and bedroom, a room for themselves, it means, and everything else will be collective. Kitchen is collective, living room is collective, and all the utility services are collective.
Okay.
So that allows them to share the infrastructure cost, and they would, there is a housing account will open with the project, which will save money from the youth who are participating in the project.
Okay.
So they start putting the money, but we are pre-financing, project is pre-financing the cost of the construction, and they can pull it backward little by little. And we have kept the whole timing for youth to be given 10 years. And we have taken loan from the community, and we are planning to pay back in 5 to 7 years the rest of the buffer and risk-taking Upasana does for the youth.
Is there a criteria for the kind of youth that can participate
in this
program?
We have a couple of it already. Youth have come to us, so we that inspired us, or rather looking at the position that what youth is going through and their discussion with entry group we have been following for quite some time, and we felt that we can't just let it go on unless we do something constructive and positive about it.
Sure.
So that had been our gesture, and I'm really looking forward, and we need blessing from all of you.
Well, you certainly have Auroville Radio's blessing for today for the puja and everything. So thank you so much for your time.
You're welcome.
And I look forward to interviewing you again in the near future.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sure.
Thank you so much.
Have a good day.
Okay, you too. Nandri.
And now to the Aurovillian Cyclone Response Team and the energy update on the electricity situation. The team states that the following communities, buildings, clusters, residents were reconnected yesterday. Udavi School, Sarasvati Devi, Botanical Garden, Visitor Center Park, and the three residences connected to the same LT line, La Ferme, Field, New Schoolcraft, Aurobindavan, and the Cyclone Response Team had hoped that the pole erection work would have been completed by today. However, six poles remain and need to be installed before the end of the day. The team will try to postpone the dispatch of the crane to Coimbatore until the afternoon and erect these, hopefully, last poles. There have been cases where poles seem to be in good condition and then turn out to have cracks when lines were tightened. There are also cases of boars which have been missed in the line survey done soon after the cyclone. There are still many places in Oroville where the tree pruning near electricity lines is inadequate. Today, the field teams again came across cases where the tree branches are still within a few centimeters from the line or even within the line. There are also still instances of tree branches hanging above the lines. These tree branches will become heavier during the rain, allowing the lines to touch and possibly causing a breakdown. All communities are again requested to maintain a clearance of 3 meters on each side of the low tension lines and 6 meters on each side of the high tension lines. Tamil Nadu Electric Board has informed us that in cases where rural communities do not maintain these clearances, branch lines will be disconnected for an indefinite period to prevent breakdowns that affect the main feeder lines and also other non-Aurovillian consumers. Some people have asked whether they can use the broken Tamil Nadu Electric Board poles, and these poles are property of Tamil Nadu Electric Board and not to be removed or used. Tamil Nadu Electric Board will decide in due course whether and how they will remove the poles. Tomorrow at Town Hall, conference room at 4 p.m., Rajiv Malhotra will present his new book titled Being Different. On Saturday, 28th of January at 4 p.m. at Kalakendra Outdoor Visual Room, we are invited to a presentation called Mission Oroville, which is about six Polish artists who are currently residing in Oroville. These artists have come to Oroville for 2 months and are working on an exhibition that will open at the Gallery Square Circle Kalakendra on the 5th of March. Mission Oroville is an experiment in cultural geography. They are interested in questioning these differences between distances and places. The vocabulary of culture texts produced in Poland often deals with difficult questions about historical and personal fears and mishappenings. The project aims at confronting these kinds of attitudes with utopian, optimistic and future-oriented realities of Oroville. The project is a collaboration between Museum of Art in Lodz and Kalakendra Gallery with the support of Goldex Poldex and the Adam Mickiewicz Institute. Janek Simon will introduce the participating artists, and there are Marta Deskur, Tomek Kowalski, Agnieszka Polska, Daniel Romanicza, Andrzej Spindler, Monika Zawadzki. On Sunday, 29th of January, 7:30 p.m. at the Pitanga, Bulgarian Pavilion will present a violin and piano recital with guest artists Joanna Strateva and Evelina Ivanicheva, who will share devotional songs from Beinsa Duno, which is a Bulgarian spiritual master, and some classical music featuring both the violin and piano by Nikolai Rimsky-Korsakov, Franz Schubert, Peter Christakov. Music is the first visible indication of love. The aim of music is to uplift the human soul. Within music, the great laws of the cosmic creation, the creative spirits of the existence are hidden. Beinsa Duno is the spiritual name of Peter Deono, a revered spiritual master, a philosopher and mystic. He is the founder of a spiritual movement which brings the ideas of the New Age culture. He stands out as a composer and a music theoretician, introducing music as a powerful and accessible tool for education and self-education, a tool for awakening the highest excompetences of the soul, a way of toning and harmonizing a man in nature. On Sunday, 29th of January, we are all invited to Unity Pavilion at 10 a.m. to a sacred circle dance sponsored by the Maruton Healing Forest being offered Heather Cooks as an offering gift of a healing for Oroville. Found in many cultures across Europe, dancing helps communities move together as one. Some dances are newly choreographed, while others are traditional. No partners or experiences necessary. And also on Sunday from 9 to 5 p.m. we are invited to Art on Sunday, where as a surprise, Audrey will present her newest painting, Thane, and surely she will give a lecture about this work. And beginning on February 5th, they are presenting Stock's exhibition, because Art of Sunday is a place where artists and art lovers can meet, view and discuss art. Mohana Community Center for Culture is making an art weekend for the local children to develop their own creativity and freedom of expression. So if you have any kind of leftover paints, please bring them to Bamboo Research Center or call, if it's a large quantity, on 91763947-4459. To live, be and act in divine, illimitable and luminous universal consciousness open to that which is more than universal, no longer to grope and stumble in the old narrowness and darkness. This is Karma Yoga. Rochur Rubindo. Thank you for listening to us, and you can contact us on rvradio.org.